you that you're heaps passionate about us. And we just want to reflect something of that back to you. God, show us a glimpse of who you are. We know that there's always new things in you, and we are so wrapped up in wanting to live a life discovering you. We love you, Jesus. Thank you for your love. We just want to know you more and more. Amen. Why don't you grab your seat, say hey to someone next to you if you haven't yet. Welcome. It's good to be together. Isn't that, you know, this kind of funny time period we're in between Christmas and New Year's? Anyone else find it confusing? It's kind of like, what day is it? I kind of don't, you know, like yesterday was Saturday, but it felt like, I don't even know what that felt like, but here we are today. We're here together. It's good to be together. You enjoy your Christmas? Anyone eat too much? Anyone just like, no, it was perfect? Anyone get down to the beach in this hot weather? Yep, a few of you, yep. Anyone have time off? Who's had time off? Who's been working? Legends. Good job. Thank you for working, because it means we can go to the shops and buy things at the shops. But anyway, it's really good to be together. Whatever sort of a week you've had, we're really glad that you carved out Sunday morning to be here. We like the idea of being together. We, as a matter of fact, the idea of being together on a Sunday, for us, it's not like a ritual. It's not even a tradition. And I know it could look that way, but we're just really glad that you've carved out this time to come and be together. We kind of see Sunday morning, really, first of all, it's just all about Jesus. We want to know him more. We want to worship him. We want to experience more of who he is. We want him to change our lives. So really, our idea of being together on a Sunday morning, it's not out of ritual. It's not out of tradition. I know that those things, you know, coming on a Sunday morning is going to be beneficial for you. But for us, being together as church on Sunday is really just all about how good Jesus is. And that we could know him because of what he has done for us, not because of how good we are. But we know that he's bringing a change in our lives. And we know that he has things for us today that we're ready to step into. And we know that he's been with us and he's before us. And so we're really, that's a big idea for us here, that church or being together is just about him. And the other part of it is it's actually really encouraging. It's really encouraging to be around other people who are centering their lives around Jesus. It's really encouraging to be around those who have discovered him for maybe the first time. It's really encouraging to be around people who have known him for a long time. So in other words, this morning should be like kind of stepping into Dave Langford's taxi. I don't know if you've ever spoken to him about his taxi, but if you step into his cab, his mantra, I suppose, or his big idea is that you leave his cab better than you stepped in. I love that about Dave, that he's got such a heart for others that when they leave him, that they leave better off. And we know that Dave is a great guy, am I right? Yeah. But we know that when they leave Dave's presence, it's not about Dave's presence, but it's about the presence of Jesus who's all over Dave, am I right? And so this morning is really, I don't know, picture it like a cab. You can feel free to pay Dave on the way out too if you like. Sure, he won't mind that. But the idea is this, that as we're together, it should be an encouragement, which means I've got an encouragement to bring to somebody in conversation. And you've got an encouragement to bring to somebody else in conversation as well. And it could be around about your week. It could be around about who Jesus is, what he's spoken to you about. But the great thing is that from the youngest to the oldest, we've all got a part to play. We've all got something we can bring. And we're here all together at the end of 2018. End of 2018 and the beginning of 2018, we had this phrase that we were kind of framing our year with, and it's measured ongoing consistency is better than short-term intensity. It's the idea of that we could probably personally and collectively and corporately, we're probably going to achieve more in the long run than we are in the short run. So in other words, we could put all of our effort into this short burst of intensity and get some sort of momentum or some sort of achievement. But if we were to actually just to practice steady, measured, ongoing consistency, in the long run, it proves to be more effective. In the long run, it's better off. So it's kind of like, imagine you're at school and you do reception really, really well with all you've got, but then you bomb out for year 1, 2, 3, 4, all the way through to year 12. Like, it makes sense, doesn't it? But steady, ongoing consistency all the way through actually leads us to a better position or a better place. And it's exactly the same with Jesus. I think sometimes we have this big idea that he wants to do something huge in our life now. And I know that he can, and I know that he does, but I actually think it's kind of nice how Jesus said to his disciples, hey, come and follow me. Not like, hey, let me do this huge explosion in your life. He said, hey, why don't you just come with me? Why don't you just come on this journey with me? And as we go together, there's going to be a change that he brings in their life. Anyone here experienced the long game with Jesus? I know I haven't had any huge boom moments in my life with him, but I know now, looking back to where it first began, man, I can see what he's been doing all along. So we kind of framed our year with steady, measured, ongoing consistency is better than short-term intensity. So for you, looking back at 2018, in a room like this, we've all had different years. Some of us fell in love. And for you, it's like, man, that felt like an explosion moment. But those of us who are still in love, how many know that it actually takes steady, measured, ongoing steps of consistency for that love, that boom, to continue to grow? Am I right? For some of us, you might have fallen in love. There's some people in the room who have fallen in love. And we're really, really excited to say that you might have noticed that Vez had his hair cut on Tuesday. It's because he wanted to look really good. Do you know why? Because Vez and Kim got engaged. How good is that? Show them some love. So how many know this is a huge moment in their life, but it's not the only moment in their life, is it? There's so much more that they're going to experience together. And for you, you might have fallen in love, or you might have lost someone you love this year. And how many know that grief, it feels like a huge moment, but how many also know that grief doesn't disappear really quickly, but it kind of feels like it's steady, ongoing steps, feeling like you've lost that loved one. So we can have moments of love, or maybe you felt like you've lost a loved one, or maybe for you, 2018, you finished school, or maybe, I know there's people here who changed jobs, or there's people who got a promotion. We know promotions don't just happen like that. It's because of steady, measured, ongoing consistency that then a promotion may be awarded. Or maybe you moved house, or maybe there's a new adventure you went on in 2018, or maybe you've had health issues. And that for you has felt like you wish it would go. You know, you pray, God, take this away from me. But how many know that a lot of the time with our health issues, it's actually going to require steady, measured, ongoing consistency towards good health. It's not a flash in the pan and it's all gone, but it's walking that road out. Aren't you glad that Jesus said to his disciples, follow me, instead of you go and I'll catch up? Because that means that with our steady, ongoing steps, we can actually be following him, who is actually taking steady, ongoing, consistent steps, which means that Jesus is our goal. That whether we fell in love this year, Jesus is our goal. Whether we lost a loved one this year, Jesus is our goal. Whether we had a promotion or it feels like we were overlooked, Jesus is still our goal, and he's still saying, hey, come and follow me. So we know that 2018 is coming to an end, and we're calling today goodbyes and beginnings. Maybe you're ready to say goodbye to 2018. Maybe you're ready for a new beginning, depending on, I suppose, your personality type, kind of depends on how you look at stuff. For me and Ames, we kind of look ahead a lot. So for us, we're always looking to new beginnings, I suppose. And maybe you're a goodbye person. You like to be sentimental and take a moment and thank God for what's happened. For me, I kind of forget that it's happened and just keep moving. But whoever you are, you may be looking at 2019 differently. But here's what I want to say to you. Here's my encouragement to you. With goodbyes and beginnings, the ways you let in determine the ways you're set in. So the ways we let in determine the ways we're set in. So what I mean by that is the ways we let into our habits, the ways we let into our life actually determine the ways that we're set in. Have you ever met someone and they're like set in their ways? And you can say, oh, it's like they never change, they're set in their ways. You know, sometimes we say that like it's a bad thing. But if they've got good ways that they're set in, that's actually a really good thing. And we know that Jesus is bringing about a change in our life. And even though we can be set in good ways, I believe he still is bringing a change in our life. But with good wise and beginnings, let's go to the book of Romans chapter 13. And we're going to look at how, I think it's Paul who wrote Romans, how Paul kind of helped these guys out with a change of time or things around timing. Really, 2018 closing and 2019 starting, our years are kind of, I kind of look at them like bookends. Because if you notice that, like, we're still the same person in 2018 and 2019. It's like we don't stop, but the year has kind of, I kind of see it as bookends. Like, it's been framed that way. So in other words, I'm still the same person in 2019. It's just like that's been bookended and there's this new bit. So here we go in Romans 13. And Romans was written to people living in Rome. Funny about that, hey. But anyway, it was written to these guys because their life was kind of chaotic, kind of up and down. If you're not sure about it, Paul was a guy whose life was drastically changed by Jesus. And he wrote this letter to people whose lives were drastically changed by Jesus. And the reason he wrote it to them is because they were living in Rome and they wanted to follow Jesus because he said, hey, follow me. But they were living in a time period that was really chaotic. A lot of Rome was set on fire and blamed on people who were following Jesus because there was so much persecution happening. So Paul writes this letter to them, people who were under attack, who were being persecuted, who want to know Jesus, but kind of are like really feeling the heat of it, really feeling the pressure. And actually, even Romans chapter 12, there's a whole heap of just really good steps. You know how we're talking about measured ongoing steps? If you flick through Romans 12, it's going to be super helpful for you. Check it out. It's got like, talks about how we've all got a job we can do. We've all got a part we can play. Like, take responsibility. Things like don't pretend to love others, but really love. How many know that loving someone actually requires some ongoing steps? Yeah. So Romans 12 could be really helpful for you. But here we are, Romans 13. Check it out. Verse 11, it says, this is all the more urgent. So this right now is really, really urgent. For you know how late it is and the time is running out. Wake up, for your salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. The night is almost gone and the day of salvation will soon be here. So remove your dark deeds like dirty clothes and put on shining armor of light. Put on shining armor of right living. Because we belong to the day, we must live decent lives for all to see. Don't participate in darkness of wild parties or drunkenness or in sexual promiscuity or immoral living or quarreling or in jealousy. But instead, clothe yourself in the presence of the Lord Jesus. So what is he really saying? What do we really learn from this bit where he's talking about time? Really, he's saying this, time is precious. And we could be easily mistaken in reading that and thinking like it should be about our behavior and thinking it should be like, don't be bad, be good. But that's actually not what he's saying. He's actually saying now is really, really important. In fact, time is important. Time is urgent. In fact, our time is valuable. And how many know you don't like your time being wasted? For some of you in business, you're like, you'll know if your time is being wasted because you want to cut that time off with the person quickly. But here, Paul isn't saying, don't be bad, be good. What he's really saying is our day of salvation is really close, which means it's not about being bad or being good. It's about being in Christ. See, it's not about being bad or being good because he finishes it with saying, but clothe your, oh no, this is later on. We're going to read in Romans 5. He talks about clothe yourself in Christ. So in other words, there's all this really, really helpful stuff in Romans 12 about how we can walk our steps out. But our life isn't based in our steps. It's based in the one we're following. It's based in Christ because it says, put on So take off like these dirty garments, like we would take off dirty clothes. I was barbecuing the other day, got covered in smoke, and I walk into the house. I was like, I can still smell smoke, but it's because it's on my clothes. So I've got to take them off and put on new things. And it's actually the same as walking with Christ. Our steps are no longer in who we used to be, but it's in who Christ has said we are now. It's not based on us. My step in obeying Christ isn't about how well Dan can obey Christ. It's actually now because he said, hey, come with me and I'll help you obey Christ. And so when we're looking at goodbyes and when we're looking at beginnings, what do we learn from this? We learn that time matters. We learn that what we do matters too. In fact, what Christ did matters. Anyone else with me? What Jesus accomplished on the cross, that mattered. What we do with our time does matter. Talk to any diabetic. What they do with their body and with their food matters. Am I right? Talk to anyone who is sitting in prison right now. What you do matters. What a person sitting in jail may be feeling regret about because what they have done matters. What we do with our time does matter, but let's not fall into the trap of what we do equals who we are. Because what we do is now based on who Christ has called us to be, which is to come with him. So the time is urgent. What we do matters. Think about anyone who discovered something new. Any scientist, any explorer, what we do matters. How we go about what we do matters. I'm pretty sure no one ever discovered anything by doing nothing. You know, like a lot of these things that happen, it's things that we are on a journey of discovering. So when that comes to us in Christ, when it comes to 2018, 2018 is going to be bookended, but you aren't. 2018 is going to be over, but you're not. 2018 is coming to a close, but the dreams that God has put in your heart haven't stopped. There's still steps to keep taking. And they're not steps for us to keep taking based on how good we are and the clothes we're wearing. No, they're steps based on how good Jesus is, because he's the one who said, hey, come and follow me. So 2018 is coming to an end, but you're not. His promise to you doesn't finish when 28 clicks over to 2019. You know what, your goals, even though if you're a goal setter in this place, I like setting goals, but just because 2018 is over doesn't mean my goal stops. It just means that deadline is over. And I wanted to meet it by that deadline, so I just set a new deadline. And I start doing things in place because what we do matters. But you know what, also the struggles that you've had in 2018, I'm really sorry to say, but when they click over to 2019, your struggles don't disappear. Your frustrations don't stop just because the date changes. Those things that feels like you've been having to struggle through and deal with or problems in your life aren't just going to end because the year ticks over. But the good news is that if we are taking measured, ongoing steps following Christ, he is our salvation, he is our victory, he is our healer, he is all we need. And which means that we can keep going because he is our hope and he's our blessed assurance. So 2018 is over, but Jesus isn't. And 2018 is over, but you aren't. And this idea of the ways you let in become the ways that you're set in leaves me with a question of what ways am I letting into my life? And are they helpful in my steps of following Jesus? And you can ask yourself the same. If you're a reflective sort of personality, you like to reflect on your goodbyes, what ways are you letting in to your life that aren't helpful to your walk with Jesus? Or if you're a futuristic, hopeful sort of person, and you're looking at your new beginnings, what ways are you set in that aren't helpful? So what ways have you let in, or what ways have you set in that probably are a hindrance to what he's calling you to do? And really, maybe you've heard the phrase of going through the motions. You know that phrase of, oh, it's just going through the motions. You know what? There's some really good motions to go through, like personal hygiene. It's really good to go through those motions. Like I went to the dentist a couple of weeks ago, and I got this problem with a tooth at the back. Like they tried to do root canal a couple of times, and then I went to this guy, and he's like, no, sorry, it's too far gone. We're going to have to rip it out and then put in a fake one. I'm like, whatever. But then it reminded me of like a couple years earlier, And I went to another dentist a couple of years earlier, and I'm sitting in the chair, and I've done all the right things, like, you know, put heaps of chewy in just before you go in because you don't want them to smell bad breath. You know, though, it's kind of awkward having somebody's hands in your mouth and there's somebody else in the room watching. Anyone else with me? Anyway, kind of went through all that procedure, and he's looking in my mouth. He's like, "You drink too much iced coffee." And I'm like, "I'm sure I had enough, like, you know, breath mints before I came in." He's like, "I can tell you drink too much iced coffee." I'm like, "What are you talking about? Are you the creepy little guy who's been peeking around like my windows? I'm pretty sure I've seen his beady little eyes at some point." He's like, "No, no." He's like, "You drink too much iced coffee because I can tell based on what we've seen that do to adults' teeth." And I'm like, "Oh man, the ways I let in have determined the ways that have set in my mouth, right?" And it's often the same with our life. The things that we're just not heaps aware of that we actually let into our life have formed habit, which in the end are actually going to form decay, and in the end they're going to form problems in our life. But the whole time, you know, the strange thing is we can be following Jesus, letting in bad habits and letting in things that aren't great for us. So this could be for you a really great opportunity just to take stock and think, "Okay, God, I thank you that you've been with me in falling in love. God, I thank you that you've been with me in losing a loved one. God, I thank you that you've been with me in the triumphs and the challenges and the pain and the sorrow and the joy and all those things. But really, time is urgent. What we do does matter." So I just have some questions. If the ways that we let in become the ways that we set in, let me ask you this. Are the ways working? Are your ways working? You might want to write this down for later if you're a contemplative sort of person. You might want to reflect on it later. Are my ways working? You know, we look in Scripture and it says that God's ways are higher than our ways, which means we have our ways. We all have ways of doing things. We all have ways of waking up in the morning. Some of us wake up quickly. Some of us wake up slowly. But I want to ask you, are your ways working for you in how you're relating with family? Is that working for you? Are your ways at work working? Are your ways in knowing Jesus, is it working? Is your ways of handling life working? Your way of following Jesus, is it working? Another question I have is, which I ask of myself, is this helps me know, am I more like Jesus than I was last year? That's a good one I use for me. Am I more like Jesus? Because really, if I'm following him and you become like the people you hang around, I should be more and more like Jesus as I take steady, ongoing, measured steps. Another question you could ask yourself is, have I stopped stepping? Have I actually stopped? Or am I still walking, taking ongoing steps towards him? Another question you could ask yourself is, am I connected to God? Or how is my connection with God? Or am I connected with others? And how is my connection with others? Because we say this all the time, it's really important to be connected to God. In fact, it's vitally important. In fact, it's eternally important. In fact, it's important now for you to be connected to God. Not even a thing for the future. It's really, really, really good for your life to be connected to God now. But an encouraging question for you is, are you connected with others in your connection with God? Because that's going to help you continue to take these walks out. Come with me. I'm just going to finish in Romans chapter 4. Maybe the band could come up. Romans chapter 4 says this, and it's going to come up on screen too. It says clearly, it's the same writer to the same people. He's like saying clearly, God's promise to give the whole earth to Abraham. If you're not sure who Abraham was, he was a really rich guy who knew nothing about God. God appeared to him and said, "Hey, I'm going to bless you." And Abraham, based on nothing at all, chose to believe this God who said, "Hey, I've got a good thing in plan for you." It says, clearly God's promise to give the whole earth to Abraham and his descendants was not based on Abraham's obedience. Or in other words, it wasn't even based on his steps of progress. In other words, God's blessing Abraham had nothing to do with what he did, even though what we do really matters. It was all based on a right relationship with God that comes by faith. All based on a right relationship with God that comes by faith. So at the end of 2018, as that bookend is being set, as we're looking at our, are we set in our ways or are the things that we're doing helpful for us, we see here that God's plan for you isn't based on you, but it will enable your steps. So if you felt like your steps have been harder, my encouragement to you today is if it's based on Him, He's with you through those hard steps, which means that they're not based on my strength, they're actually based in His strength, which means they're not based on my good performance, they're all based on His good performance, which means they're not based on my righteousness, but His righteousness gets placed on me. Romans 4, clothe yourself. What are you set in? Are your ways working? What ways do you need to say goodbye to for 2018? What ways are we happy with being set in for 2019? How about we stand? Because we're gonna wrap this up by worshiping Him. The reason why we worship Him is because it's all about Him. So like we can read His words and we can be with people. But this moment we deliberately all sing, not because it's like a Christian version of karaoke. We deliberately do this because it's actually all together, but all alone, all at the same time. Which means it can be a moment of reflection for you. Or it could be a moment where Him by His Spirit just wants to come close to you and encourage and kind of lift you up. And as we sing these words that come on screen, we have the opportunity to make them personal for us. Because sometimes in our stepping out, we're not quite sure how to step it out. That's when worship is really helpful because it reminds us of who He is and it reminds us of who we are. Based on Him, His goodness, His greatness. At the end of 2018, as this bookend is coming in, we have a chance to just say, thank you, God, that you're with me. Thank you that I can take another step. Thank you for your love. Thank you for the love. Thank you that you're with me in every situation and every season. This moment, together as a whole heap of individuals, how about we just get this really personal, just between you and Him? You might want to write something down. You might want to wait. You might want to lift your hands. You might want to walk in circles in the back of the room. Who cares? But how about you take this moment? Don't let this become a thing. It's just, oh yeah, this is what we do. No, this is because of what He has done. This isn't just what we do. This is all about Him, you and Him. So thank you, Jesus, that we can say goodbye to some things. Thank you, Jesus, that in you is always new. Thank you that with you is always more steps to take. But we're not alone and they're not based on us, they're in you. God, help us to take off what we don't need and to take hold of you. God, in this moment, as we all engage, as we all open ourselves to you, as we all sing words or write words or engage with you, God, won't you by your Spirit come and bring about your change in our life? Thank you that 2019 you've already seen. And as we take steps, that we're taking steps in you. We thank you that you're with us. We're so grateful for your love. Thank you that we're not alone, but that we're connected and we're connected to you and we're connected to each other.